This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll start things off today with news on the national side of agriculture, specifically about how people are buying their groceries. Researchers suggest that online grocery shopping is expected to expand by nearly 50% by this summer. NPD Group, which is a New York-based market research company, reports that an estimated 52 million consumers currently shop for food and beverages online, and 20 million current lapsed or newcomers to online grocery shopping will increase their internet purchases within the next 6 months. Among the key groups favoring online grocery shopping are the younger generations, particularly millennials and Generation Zs, who were born into the technology era. The report says it's second nature for those young adults to use the internet for all types of purchases. Researchers say online grocery shopping is especially appealing to millennials who appreciate global cuisines and can find what they need online and see food shopping, prep, and eating as an experience rather than just sustenance. Also on the national side of things, Humane Watch, which is a project of the nonprofit Center for Consumer Freedom, is airing a satirical Super Bowl commercial this weekend, which is titled Lawyers in Cages. The ad, which will air during pregame prior to kickoff, parodies the Humane Society of the United States commercials by illustrating that HSUS's priority isn't pets, it's politics. Will Coggan, director of research at the Center for Consumer Freedom, says the commercial shows the truth behind HSUS.
Well, it's something we've done before, and frankly, we wanted to really communicate at a time when people are sort of noshing on chicken wings what the Humane Society really is and try to get through to people that, hey, this is a group you've probably seen their commercials on TV. You might even give them money or family members give them money, thinking it's going to help cats and dogs. But instead, this group is really not about running pet shelters. Doesn't run a single pet shelter, and only 1% of his money goes to pet shelters. Instead, the group's all about sort of an animal rights, PETA-like lobbying agenda that involves a lot of litigation, a lot of lobbying, and we just want to find a humorous way to communicate that, and certainly the Super Bowl's a great time to do it.
Coggan says the message of the commercial is simple, and that's to give local.
People care about cats and dogs, and there's a lot of confusion between the Humane Society of the United States and local humane societies, which are independent from HSUS. But a lot of people don't know that. You know, the majority of the public doesn't know that. They hear the names and they assume that HSUS is a national office for all the local humane societies. And that's just not true. So our message really is to give local, support your local pet shelter if that's where you want your money to go.
Coggan says the commercial aims to clear up the confusion and deception regarding HSUS.
The Humane Society of the United States, they market themselves with all these cats and dogs. And, you know, our Lawyers in Cages commercial that's airing this weekend is a parody of the HSUS commercial where you see somebody on the couch sort of saying, hey, you know, if you want to help these animals, these cats and dogs, give $19 a month. A lot of people have seen that commercial. And so, you know, we're parodying that and saying, hey, here's what's really going on. And if you want to help the cats and dogs in your community, make sure to give local directly.
And, of course, you can learn more about Humane Watch online at humanewatch.org, or you can search for Humane Watch on Facebook. As I've mentioned already this week, the Illinois Pork Expo took place on Tuesday and Wednesday in Springfield, and during the expo, the Illinois Pork Producers Board of Directors announced their new president for 2017, Mr. Jason Propes from Cumberland County. Jason has experience in both swine production and management, and he sat down with me at the expo to share his story and plans for his new role in 2017.
I live over in Cumberland County near Neoga, Illinois, with my wife Jen and two kids, Matt and Hannah. And I work as a production manager for TLS Farmer Network, as well as a swine enterprise specialist for FS Toll Livestock Services.
Did you have a hog farming background before you started that position?
So, it takes a long route coming through there. My grandfather and father had raised hogs in southeast Missouri before my father passed away. And then my mom remarried, which led me up to western Illinois growing up in around Smithfield. And there I spent summers going back to my grandfather's farm, working there with him. And I also worked with a local farmer in the area and then went to U of I and went to Effingham for a job afterwards and have been there ever since.
Well, great. Definitely have a lot of experience, it sounds like, in the hog industry. As far as being involved with the Illinois Pork Producers Association, you're now president, but this isn't the first time you've had some sort of leadership role or been involved.
That's correct. I've been a member of the board for this is my seventh year starting. Started out as an allied industry representative. Did that for 2 years and then moved into an at-large director. And then when our district director retired, I became our district director. And during that time, I've served as secretary treasurer and president-elect here the past couple years and have moved up into the role of president.
What are some of the issues you hope to address during 2017 or the board is looking at as far as focusing your time on? I know trade is a big issue right now. What are some of the big hitters for the board this year?
Sure. Trade is definitely a big issue in our markets. We see the different political environment we're in right now with the changes in administration, looking at Mexico and some of the different things they're talking about there. It's a definite concern of ours because Mexico is our number one destination of pork exports. So, you know, we want to make sure we have keep up good relationships there. But in turn, the whole thing of being able to just product demand for pork, whether domestically or internationally, is a big focus of ours. You know, we need to be able to continue to move product. We see that there's new plants that are coming on, but the thing we talk about, just because we have new plants doesn't mean we necessarily have a home for that product. So we need to continue to work domestically and abroad to continue to supply that product elsewhere.
Any goals that you would like to accomplish this year as you fulfill the role as president? Maybe things that you've been wanting to do throughout the time you've been involved with pork producers?
I would say there's anything that I want to do in the whole time I've been here, but I think our big focus this year is involvement and get engagement out of our members as well as just people in the pork industry that aren't members. We want to see them and see the value of what the industry, the association can bring to them, but also the fact that, you know, as we have less people involved today than what we did 20 years ago, we want to make sure and get people involved. It's not a day everybody says, well, my neighbor can do that. You know, there's just not as many of us, and so as we don't speak up, that allows anybody that's against what we do to their voice to be heard loud and clear. So the more people we can get involved, the more opportunities we have to promote our great industry.
So with your job, you're actually working for someone, at least that's how I took it when you told me what you do. Do you think having that sort of background and then also having guys on the board that are actual, they own their operation, are farmers themselves, having all those different experiences kind of helps you all collaborate and see different angles on things?
It does. I mean, myself, I've been in all aspects, you know, from this production manager that I am now. I've also been a contract producer, working as an ex, you know, for his FSO Livestock Services and as a swine enterprise specialist. So I see a lot of things there that bring the board. But you look at our board itself, we have the makeup of, we have contract producers, we have people that are in the allied industry, from the engineers to, you know, product representation to owners. So it gives us a good background of what's going on in the industry as a whole. We're not just focused on one segment. We kind of see the broad background, and it allows us to be able to move forward and be able to handle the different issues that come about.
Any thoughts for the younger generation that either grew up around the swine industry or is wanting to get involved, but it's kind of it's a daunting task? You know, there's a lot of overhead costs involved. Advice or thoughts to share with them?
The thing I look at is, you know, speaking for myself, in college I didn't have the opportunity to go back home to the family farm where things were in southeast Missouri and some of that. So we looked at, you know, wanted to be involved in the ag industry, so thought the next best thing is work with the producers. And so that's kind of what got me in there. And out of that, it opened up a lot of doors. That, you know, it allowed me to become a contract producer. It's allowed me to become a production manager, different things. So, you know, if somebody's got interest, I tell them, you know, stay close. Look for different job opportunities because you never know what doors are going to be open because of that.
Well, I think that's great advice. Always keep an open mind. As far as membership for the Illinois Pork Producers Association, spots on the board, looking for new people to get involved?
Always. That's the one thing we talk about is, you know, we always want people to be involved. And the thing I represent, you know, we ask people and they say, well, I don't have the time. And then we tell them, if you've got some interest in doing something, first thing is come to some of the meetings you might have throughout the year, whether it's a district roundtable, some summer event that's going on, so people know what's happening, you get a little better taste. But the other thing, if you've got some more interest, there's the different committees we have on the board, and that's open to all members. And so, you know, we encourage people. That's a way to get taste. That's kind of how I got started, some of the summer visioning sessions, and it led to being on some committees, and then that's kind of what led into my position on the board. So it's a good opportunity to kind of get your feet wet and see what's going on.
And once again, that was the Illinois Pork Producers' newly elected president, Jason Probst. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.